Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We are live at Metro Bottle Guys, hanging out Marietta Boulevard. We've been here since 2 o'clock, and so have our friends from Duck Bourbon. And guys, we've been talking about the tasting that's going on.
You bet it's a tasty tasting. You know, 1 ounce, I don't think is enough. Did you see the guy, by the way, before we get to Connor Riley? Day-Day noticed it. A guy brought his own little snifter.
Did he really?
Like his own little glass, with the bell-shaped glass.
Professional,
as if some of Carl, that's the guy that might spend like, I don't know, a month on the bourbon trail
in
Kentucky.
No, it's there's something to it. You know, we talk about fine wines and bourbons. I know some people think you're a snob.
You got to sniff it, man.
But there is something to, absolutely, getting the smell and understanding the flavor profile.
The notes.
Which this, by the way, this Duck Club bourbon has flavor profile. They have two different flavors or two different types, guys. A 92 proof and then a 110 proof. But come check it out. One's age 5 to 6 years. One is 5 to 8. And they're right here as you walk in.
Super smooth. Only place you can get it right here at Metro Bottle.
No doubt. All right, let's talk some dogs. Connor Riley, I feel like we could talk like for the next 30 minutes with you. It feels like there's a lot going on. But first and foremost, we got a chance to hear Kirby speak and address the media yesterday. What did you take from his comments? I know he was asked a lot about the time off, the suspended kids, talking about his rematch with Ole Miss. What was the overall message that you took from Kirby yesterday?
Yeah, so I think, again, it's important to remember they're 9-10 days out from the game, so a lot's going to change for Georgia in the coming days in terms of injuries, when guys are going to come back, and how that ultimately looks. So I understand why Kirby was being cagey there to an extent. I think the thing that was most impressive to me was the stance that he took when asked about the transfer portal and managing that at this point of year. He had the obviously now viral quote, but how about you announce that you're getting better? And there's new information that came out from an athletic report about how 90% of Georgia's snaps this year come from guys they recruited out of the high school ranks. It was the highest of any team in the college football playoff. And I just found it in a time where so much of the attention right now, yes, is on the college football playoff, but also on the transfer portal. And I think it was the first real sign that Kirby has come out and said that the transfer portal is an overall a net harm for college football. And it's gotten sort of away from where the sport was for so long. It made it so special.
we were just saying how, you know, Kirby, no blank Sherlock, but he is Nick Saban. I mean, he's a guy that I think Georgia fans have got to appreciate what he's built, and, you know, and using his position, you know, this week, Connor, to say, yeah, you know, guys should be talking about the practice and the work they're getting and getting better in their job as opposed to the transfer portal. But as we know, that's the exception, not the rule. Speaking of getting ready for the bowl game, Carl and I talked about it earlier. Advantage Georgia that you've got some Ole Miss coaches on a shuttle between Oxford and Baton Rouge this week?
I do think that this is something that, especially as we get closer to the game, the edge Georgia is going to have in coaching. And look, I give Ole Miss all the credit in the world for going out there and taking care of a Tulane team. But Tulane, you know, their coach was already looking at the Florida job, so I don't know how fully all-in invested he was.
Yeah.
The gap, even with just limiting it to the head coaches between Pete Golding and Kirby Smart, is about as wide as you are going to see it. And I have to think that in a tight game, in a high-pressure situation, that edge that Georgia has going into it is really going to show up. And I know Kirby's not perfect, but there's no one I think you would take in terms of game day management, even with some of the 2 minute stuff he does sometimes, over Kirby Smart and what he does. And so with Pete Golding still being a real unknown and this being a very big game for him, I think that the coaching edge that Georgia has in this is going to make a difference over what I still expect to be a pretty close game based on the talent levels of these two teams.
Connor Riley from Dog Nation joining us, guys, talking all things dogs. And, you know, being in the playoffs, I thought this was an interesting question yesterday. Being in the playoffs and having lost last year, does that give Georgia an advantage? Do you feel that way? Do you think that because they know what that is and how it felt gives them an advantage heading into this year's playoff?
I don't think so, because I buy into, and this is sort of what Kirby answered the question with, I buy into this team is just very different than last year's team. They lost a lot of guys to the NFL last year, lost a lot of guys via the transfer portal. And so when you lose roughly 30% of your roster every year, it does feel different. You have so many new guys and so many young guys. You know, Zachariah Branch wasn't really a part of last year's team. Some of the big freshman contributors this year weren't there to experience that loss. And so I just think that this year's team has been so different. I don't know how much they can take away from that New Orleans game last year against Notre Dame, especially because of all the weirdness that was surrounding the circumstances with that game, where Kirby Smart's father was injured and unfortunately passed away shortly after. Obviously, the terrorist attack that changed and moved the gate around. It was such a weird one-off game, whereas if it was a more, you know, normal sort of setting like the other college football playoff games, maybe that changes my answer on that. But that Sugar Bowl was just so weird, and this team this year is so different. I really don't know how much this Georgia team can take away from that experience last year.
Other than, you know, we've talked so much about putting too much pressure on Gunner, trying to expect him to maybe put a drive together with less than a minute to go, which created the turnover, and really was that and the kick return for Notre Dame. That's the game, you know. So, I mean, even as bad as Georgia looked at times, and we were blown away how out-physical they were, and now we've seen that transformation, how everyone has matured. You thought the one thing that would hold them back was the youth on the defensive side, Connor, and now it looks like, you know, they've got a team that can certainly win a championship. They can go toe-to-toe with Indiana, Ohio State, whoever, and obviously Ole Miss.
Yeah, this is a team, when they first met, Georgia won this game because of their offense. They didn't punt in that game. Georgia's defense for the first three quarters did not have it, gave up a touchdown on all five possessions. And since that fourth quarter where they shut out Ole Miss, 0 points on 13 plays, 12 total yards in that final quarter, this defense has ascended. And really, in the last four games, starting with that Texas game, it's gone to an even higher level. And so I think you see, especially, you know, again, you don't want to do too much cross comparison here, but after holding Alabama to just 7 points, Alabama goes on the road and puts up 27, and I'm not even counting the pick six touchdown they had in that game, puts up 27 on a very good Oklahoma defense. And this defense has continued to get better. They are healthy on that side of the ball with the exception of Gabe Harris at this point in time. And I think if the Georgia team wins a national championship, something I fully believe they're capable of doing, it's going to be because this defense is the best unit in the college football playoff right now. A lot of really good defenses out there. There's some good offenses as well. But this unit, with how it has played over last month, with the offenses that it has seen over last month, I don't know if there's a unit that is playing better than Georgia's defense right now. And I expect that to show up in this game against Ole Miss, because they really did a lot to Georgia in that first game.
Connor, can they run the ball like they did in that first contest? And are they running the ball better now? Just the overall running back situation. I mean, I think they broke Ole Miss off for 220 in that first contest.
I think they can run the ball that well once again. My hesitation in that is the lack of Drew Bobo in this game. And he's injured. We do not expect him to play. That is a significant loss. I still liked how they ran the ball against Alabama. I think they finished with about 140 yards. There's a stubbornness, and I mean that in a complimentary way, with what Georgia wants to do with the running game this year, where, again, you know, there are going to be a lot of 3-4 yard carries that don't break off the explosive plays, but I think they're okay with that. I think that this is a game where, especially because you've had some time off, you've only got a limited runway left in the season. Like, there's no point in sort of saving things. So this is a game, maybe you lean a little bit more on Nate Frazier. Maybe you lean a little bit more on Chauncey Bowen than perhaps you would if this were a regular season game. And so Nate Frazier had a big game, big impact in that first game against Ole Miss, and now he's playing with a lot more confidence. I think that's really going to show up, and I think this Georgia run game, if they are able to be consistent again, I don't know if they're going to hit 220, but if they can get into the 180 range and they can rip off 2 or 3 explosive runs, I think that's really going to make a difference in this game, because it's also going to help keep that Ole Miss offense off of the field.
All right, man, let's take a look at the other brackets. Alabama, and we talked about that amazing comeback against Oklahoma. And Oklahoma, man, the playoffs. The comeback by Georgia in the Rose Bowl, and now Alabama's comeback in Norman. Can they beat Indiana? Indiana looks so good against Oregon. We saw them certainly stifle the Ohio State Buckeyes. But, man, DeBoer and his guys just seem to rally and get up for these games.
I think they can beat Indiana. I would not be shocked if they beat Indiana. There's a talent there. I think there's a toughness mindset that they really showed in that Oklahoma game, and that impressed me there. I think they know who they are at this point. The only reason I'm hesitant, they still can't really run the football. They didn't, in my opinion, do a great job of that against Oklahoma. And look, Alabama has more natural talent than Indiana, but so did Oregon and so did Ohio State, and Indiana found a way to beat both of those teams. So I expect Alabama to be a trendy upset pick. I think we know the path to victory there. Ty Simpson going out, playing well, and executing at a high level, something we've seen him do pretty consistently this season. But I still think that this is a game Indiana is going to win, just because there is something about that program, there's something about their culture where it doesn't matter about the guy on the other side of them. Indiana goes out there and finds a way to execute. They did it against Oregon. They did it against Ohio State. And I think they're going to do it again against a pretty darn good Alabama team.
What did you think of Miami with the A&M situation? Look, the defense, it was a defensive struggle. A&M, I think, had the best, you know, third down defense in the country, and it showed. But Miami found a way to get it done. Mike and I talked about Marcel Reed, you know, maybe a couple of nights earlier, not doing some things he maybe shouldn't have done. But you got to give Miami credit. Where do you have them in this pecking order?
I believe they're the team I am least confident in that can win a national title of the teams left in the college football playoff. Give them credit for going on the road and finding a way to win against a good A&M team. But if Carson Beck's going to throw for only 102 yards in that game, I just have real questions. I don't think that they're going to be able to run the ball as well as they did against Texas A&M, certainly against Ohio State, and if they get to play Georgia, certainly against Georgia there in that aspect. And if that's what Carson Beck's going to do for you in a college football playoff game, and I don't want to come across as dumping on Carson Beck, because, again, I don't necessarily think that everything that happened in that game was his fault. But if Carson Beck's going to be that limited and they're not going to be as comfortable trusting Carson Beck to win them a game, I just don't trust that that team is going to have it, especially when you just see some of the coaching decisions that Mario Cristobal makes. I just have some real questions about whether or not he's a national championship winning coach, because he leaves a lot of points on the field because of the way he calls and coaches games.
It's a great way to put it. And then finally, nobody talking about Texas Tech other than maybe Carl because of the defense. The only game they lost their starting quarterback. I could totally see them beating Oregon. I think they're only like a 1.5-point dog right now to the Ducks. What do you know of Texas Tech, and do you buy them?
Again, I don't know if they're going to win a national title. I think their fatal flaw is how they execute in the red zone on offense. And as the talent level jumps up for them, that's not something I think that's going to get better for them. And so I worry about that there in that instance. But I absolutely think that they're able to beat Oregon in their game on January 1st. You know, yes, the offense played well for large stretches that game against James Madison, and I know it was late and they were already up a whole lot. Dan Lanning was not thrilled with that Oregon team after that performance against James Madison. And that does give me a little bit of pause there of, is this Oregon team, which is a trendy national title pick, did they have a good path to getting to the national championship game? There's just been something that's been, to me, a little bit off about this Oregon program. And they do a lot of things. They beat the teams that they're supposed to beat, and maybe Texas Tech falls into that. But against the high-level competition, I just haven't seen it consistently from Oregon. And I do think that Texas Tech falls into high-level competition, especially with how great their defensive line is.
Connor Riley, before we let you go, I saw this today, and Lenore Sellers returning to South Carolina. They have officially re-signed. I'm like, well, this free agency thing is driving me nuts. But tell me what pressure is on our buddy Beamer over there getting his quarterback back. He's going to hire a new coordinator, right?
He is, and I'm very interested. You know, Georgia plays South Carolina late in the year next year. I think that's a good thing for Georgia to go there late in the year rather than early like we traditionally saw in the divisional format. Because you wonder where that South Carolina program might be. You know, this was a team that began the season ranked in the top 15, and just about everything went wrong for them this season. And so, you know, you hope that Lenore Sellers takes a step forward there if you're a South Carolina fan and you want to see him play well. This is a huge year for Shane Beamer because while he built up a lot of goodwill and has had some nice seasons there in South Carolina, it seemed like this year he gave a lot of it back. And that is very concerning to me in terms of the way that things go. Well, yes. They're able to return Lenore Sellers and bring him back. There's a guy on the defensive side of the ball, defensive end Dylan Stewart, who I think is just as important to retain. South Carolina has seen their defensive line coach get hired by LSU, so that is a transfer portal situation I'm willing to watch as well. Is South Carolina able to hold on to Dylan Stewart? Because they're going to need both of those guys to compete and win, certainly more than they did this season in Columbia.
Great stuff. Connor, appreciate you, man. As always, Merry Christmas to you. And, Connor, thank you for all that you do for our show. You have been terrific for us over the few years that you've been on with us, and we really appreciate all your hard work, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love coming on with you guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody.
Right on.
All right, there he is, Connor Riley, guys. And he said it. Mike, some things are going to change. We got 9 days, right? We got some time.
Yeah.
Some more things will change. The Bobo injury, though, man, I don't think people gave maybe Bobo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, enough credit to how good he was.
At first, folks thought he was a Nepo baby, and he turns out to be a guy that could go to the NFL, and you see it. Now, again, they were able to certainly get what they wanted against Alabama in the SEC Championship against a really physical front.
You're right.
Especially a nose tackle. So maybe that bodes well for the rest of it. Connor says still a bit of a red flag.
Hey, man, coming up, we will play more Kirby for you on the way, but we got to get back to our Falcons conversation. Somebody asked Mike and I, hey, is it likely they reach the playoffs next season? Next season?
Well, what is the consultancy firm say about this?
Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.